The deal calls for sales to the Saudis of 84 fighter jets like these and 190 U.S. helicopters, as well as missiles, bunker buster bombs, and radar warning systems, all of it to begin in 2015. A Pentagon official says Israel is not thrilled, but is not objecting.
They live in a dangerous neighborhood, and we are helping them preserve their and protect their security in a dangerous neighborhood against legitimate security threats.
With all of this, news that Israel just received the go-ahead to purchase America's most advanced military jet, the F-35. Announcement of the sale to the Saudis has rattled the Middle East with worries of a new arms race. In answer to a question from Press TV, State Department spokesman Philip Crowley says,
We don't think that an arms race, whether it's conventional or nuclear, is in anyone's interest. We will continue to support Saudi Arabia as a very important a part of our effort to increase security of a vitally important region to the United States.
The deal also includes upgrading Saudi Arabia's existing fleet of F-15s. The price tag of up to $60 billion is said to be the largest single military deal for the United States ever. Analyst Michael O'Hanlon says it also works against the United States in its relations with China and Russia.
The downside is that we lose any moral authority to ask Russia, for example, or China, not to sell arms to the Iranians or the Syrians when we do this, because we are obviously and blatantly acting in a mercantilistic way.
The announcement of the arms deal by the administration starts the clock for Congress to block or approve the deal. Although citing Saudi Arabia's poor human rights record, several members of Congress have written to President Obama objecting to the deal. Despite growing concern about an arms race in the Middle East because of the Saudi arms deal, the White House says that it expects Congress, which has 30 days to approve the deal, to say okay to the largest country-to-country arms deal in history.